quick story that's a little off topic, but I think you'll find it interesting, and it has to do with eye patterns. So one of the first NLP practitioner trainings that I took was with a providers group for psychologists. I was the only non-psychologist or non-marriage and family counselor in the room. They were all psychologists, psychiatrists, or marriage and family counselors. I was the only one that was not. And I was in the room, and there was a woman who every time she thought of her father had passed on, and every time she thought about him, she'd just break out in tears. She couldn't contain herself. She couldn't control herself. She was a marriage and family counselor. And every time she thought of her father, she'd just break out in tears. And one of the things that I noticed was that when she'd think of her father, her eyes were down to, she was a normally organized right-handed person, and her eyes were down and to the right, down and to her right, or to the down and to the left as I looked at her. And I noticed that they were going down there. Now, what is that quadrant? That's kinesthetic or feelings. So she was making pictures of her father in her mind, but she was down in her feelings. Or when she was imagining him, she was down in her feelings. So all I did, now I wasn't even instructing the class, but the instructor wasn't able to get the result that they wanted inside the, so the instructor was doing a demonstration of the therapy, and the instructor wasn't able to get the result that they wanted. And when I told the instructor, I said, why don't you have her move her eyes up into visual remembered, or up into the left, up into her left, or to the right as I looked at her, have her move her eyes up into visual remembered, and imagine a picture of her father doing something that they used to do together, where they enjoyed their, where they were enjoying their time together. And so the therapist said, yeah, you're right. And she moved the picture. She had the person then remember her father and move the picture and had her move her eyes up. And immediately her entire physiology shifted. Her entire physiology changed. She got a big smile on her face. And her experience of her father totally changed. And the grieving was done. It was really as simple as that. And it looked like magic inside the room. But what was happening was that she had her memories of her father so tightly wound. That's what we call a synesthesia in neurolinguistic programming. She had where she was actually making a picture of her father, but she was down in her feelings while she was remembering her father. And it was a tightly wound neural network. So it was a synesthesia where she was making those pictures, but she was in her feelings at the same time. The moment we changed the picture and we moved it up into the visual recalled quadrant, then everything changed for her. And her entire experience changed. And she found that she was no longer grieving her father, but thinking of all the happy memories that she had with him. So beyond just using the eye patterns for rapport, there's tremendous potential in terms of how the eye patterns can benefit us as we move into the future here.